Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets to Alice in Winterland, our sold out show all this week. Every hour from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. Starts with us, ends with Jane. Listen for code words to enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland. It's sponsored by Macy's. We're so excited about it. It's our big holiday show.
Yeah, it is.
Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. And it's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is cold. That's cold. C-O-L-D, cold. Text the word cold to our contest line, 20357. That's how you enter. Text cold to 20357. You'll be entered to win. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, we would.
It's super fun. I don't know if anyone's waiting with bated breath for this one, but we've been talking, we talked a few times about the Girls Gone Wild, the untold story. It's like the Joe Francis story. And he was been in the news a few times recently. And that's out today on Peacock.
Mm.
So actually, they're saying series premiere here, which makes it sound like it's a several part documentary, docuseries.
Well, there's a lot there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, they can recap all the way back from his, I heard he was a business major at USC or something like that. I probably have all that wrong, but this was his project that turned out to be not only get him the grade that got him through his school.
That is.
But it was like.
Gross.
Turned him into a multi-buku millionaire.
Can you see what Joe Francis' net worth is, please? God, it's my favorite thing. So, yeah. That's
knowing someone's net worth.
I love people's net worths. Just, you know, gives you an idea of how far you have to go.
25 million.
Oh, it's poor.
Well, I think he's had some problems.
He has.
Hasn't he?
Yeah. Like what? Someone took his fingerprints and his ATM card, cleaned them out. Yeah, he's a. I wonder if he spends so much money on security. You got to, especially back in the day when everybody's dad and brother and boyfriend was after you because you had pictures of their girlfriend or daughter or sister with her top off and puked down the front of her, you know? I assume girls got
Oh, the company filed for Chapter 11 in 2013.
Oh.
And then was sold to a company called Bang Bros.
Oh, yeah.
What? You know about Bang Bros? Why?
Because it's a little logo in the corner of some porn you were watching. That's why.
Oh, is that so?
That is.
Are you kidding me?
Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
I guess I'm just not watching enough porn to know about the Bang Bros. You're telling me that's like a porn company?
Yeah, big one.
So Bang Bros got all the rights to all the old footage of mm-hmm. the girls going the wild?
He sold that footage over the years to lots of places, to other places, other outlets. I watched a documentary about it.
Was it ever just straight porn, or was it always
girl-on-girl stuff happening in a lot of the videos.
But they were all candid, drunk girl
yes.
videos.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels wrong on so many levels. But, you know, way to get an A in your class at USC.
He's been sued quite a few times, it looks like, by the people who were like, I did not want to be in that video. I want you to get rid of the video. I'm suing you. And they're like,
we have this piece of paper with your name on it.
That you signed when you walked in the bar.
Yep.
Ding dong.
We didn't film anybody who didn't sign anything in the bar. You didn't get to come in. Anyway, there you go. Girls Gone Wild, the untold story. A series premiere, I guess, of the docuseries tonight on Peacock, if you care. It is kind of fascinating. Like, that's your business model. And it worked. SNL, they're in the middle of season 50. And the rest of the year looks like this. And by the way, there's only 3 more episodes because the rest of the year is under 30 days.
Oh, right. Mm. Yeah.
Paul Mescal, who stars in a movie with Pedro Pascal.
Mm.
Isn't Paul Mescal in Gladiator 2? Isn't he the main young guy?
I don't know that name at all.
The only reason I looked at his face and went, I think that's the guy from Gladiator. Mm. Just from the ads I've seen. So sounds this guy, Paul Mescal, whoever the F he is. What does it say?
I don't see him being in Gladiator, no.
What's his latest thing?
Oh yeah, he is in Gladiator 2. There it is.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Is he the main guy in that?
And I wasn't real impressed.
You watched it.
Yeah, I know I watched it, but I didn't like pay attention to that. I was getting out of that theater as soon as I could. It was.
Oh.
I don't like sticking around a long time after and watching all this.
Oh, you didn't see his name in the credits yourself.
No, I didn't see it. But yeah, I'm looking at him and yes, that's the guy.
Okay, so Paul Mescal, who apparently stars in Gladiator 2, is going to host this weekend's show. Shaboozy's the special. Because by the way, Shaboozy tied the record. I think he got a 19th week. I'll know more tomorrow when all the charts.
He performed on Thanksgiving Day at one of the football games. It was great.
However, Kendrick Lamar released an album. I think it was kind of a surprise album. And it knocked him out.
Oh,
and
no.
So I think he's tied the record with Old Town Road, but I think he might be done because, you know, how we've been talking about this a lot lately because the charts are now whatever's streaming, not what people are buying.
Very different.
Very different. So when someone drops an album and people listen to the album, all of the songs from the album become the top songs in the country.
So weird, isn't it?
It's really, there's no such thing as a single anymore.
Right.
Or it doesn't seem like there is. I mean, I guess radio is like, yes, we're playing the hit single.
But there's Kendrick going, great, no one bought my record. You know what I mean? Like everyone streams it. He gets some kind of credit or chart success for it, but no one buys the thing.
Right.
Ugh.
I guess, you know, listen though, the top 5 songs on the chart this week are Kendrick Lamar songs. And I think there's even 2 more in the top 10 and then the rest of the album is under the top 10, mm-hmm. but it's all on there. So I think I have no idea how many streams you have to get a dollar.
Yeah, hear is you don't make your money off your music
mm-mm.
anymore.
Yeah, you gotta come up with some creative t-shirt design that everybody needs.
Way to go. Here's a picture Shelton. Of me drunk on a shirt for $40.
Smiling in my eyes, squeezed.
Okay, Blake Shelton.
Kind of swollen up. Where's Gwen? I'm horny.
So this is interesting. On average, it takes about 229 streams on Spotify to earn a dollar, which doesn't seem like a lot when Kendrick is, he's obviously making money because his stuff is streaming.
229 streams on Spotify earns you a dollar.
Yeah.
And then there's all kinds of
And then you make money
platforms.
From other platforms, Odyssey, you know, the other platforms
right.
that are out there. So yeah, you still make money.
Yeah, you know what's funny is you just said that, and that to me sounds like money. And so I don't know why everyone is always crying poor when it comes to the records they release if they're making money on them. Like, how can you sit there and say your art is worthless when you're clearly being compensated. 220? That's nothing.
That's what the AI overlord is telling me. 229 streams.
That seems like nothing, right? Nationwide, worldwide?
Well, if you're huge, yeah. But if you're, you know, someone who, you know, would really like you to buy my 10 songs for 10 bucks on my album, because that's the only way I can make any money.
You know, internet.
I don't know.
Is wonderful because it feels like we can always get the answer. What is Black Friday? Oh, there it is. It says right there.
Right.
But then you hear that and then you hear other people and you go, does the internet know? Or is the internet full of, you know, nonsense?
Get me Kendrick Lamar's net worth. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so.
It's poor.
I say that for everyone, though, no matter how much money they have.
$140 million.
Oh. Go, Kendrick.
Damn.
Good for him.
What's Drake worth?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, he's the, you know, Kendrick wrote the Not Like Us song, pooping on Drake.
$250 million.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. He's not like us. He has twice as much. Guess what, Kendrick? You're not like you anymore either. You have $140 million.
Kendrick is better.
They have to be making record sale money then, because certainly I haven't heard,
top streamers are making the money.
Come through the Alice Studios, right. But I don't know that he's done, maybe he has.
Yeah. He's doing fine. Yeah.
Well, if enough people are streaming you regularly, it sounds like you're making enough money, but you know, for smaller artists, probably not so much. There might be one song. But I don't think, you know, people are saying some baby band. Let me hear that over and over. So back to the original story, which is who's hosting SNL for the rest of the year.
Is that where we were?
That's where we started. Oh, I know why. Because Shaboozy's the musical guest this weekend. We started talking about that. Then we're talking about who's on the charts. And then I started asking for net worths.
I think he was at the Detroit game. But either way, he performed on Thanksgiving. Shaboozy did. Yeah, he was good. Yeah, I thought he was pretty good.
So Paul Mescal is hosting this weekend. Shaboozy's a musical guest. Chris Rock is hosting on December 14th. And Martin Short is hosting on December 21st.
Two home run
hosts.
Absolutely.
And by the way, so Chris Rock, the musical guest, is Gracie Abrams. And Hozier will be performing your favorite song, Vinny.
Mm.
You're too sweet.
Don't.
With Martin Short on December 21st. That'll be the Christmas episode. Anything else from this story? Not really. Let me see if it looks like there might be some for. No, I think that's it. And I want to say that might be the end of their season. I'm not sure how they work their seasons. But anyway, it closes out this portion because there's a break at the new year. We talk a lot about TV shows on this show. There's always something. Always something comes up. And they're saying here, TVLine.com. Yes, what is it?
Did you start Diplomat?
No, I haven't started that yet. No. I didn't watch any TV yesterday.
What?
I just didn't get to it. I had a lot to do.
Oh.
Mondays are busy days. Gotta do laundry, you know. What?
Just listening to you. What do you mean, what? Just
looking over at him like, what? Monday? Crazy. Yeah, is he on a Monday?
What is Monday?
Oh. It's laundry day.
It's laundry day. It's laundry day and bills day.
All right.
And I start my taxes today. You guys don't have to start your taxes for several months. Mine start today.
Well, and let me just give you the suggest. Someone suggested, I can't find their area code. Oh, here it is, 831. Sarah, there's plenty of time to use ChatGPT for your speech, and then you can just read it.
Oh, thanks. Is that the thing you were laughing about so hard? Yeah, I'm not doing that. Thank you.
I loved it.
I know. Vinny was laughing so hard at that. Like, I feel bad saying no, but I am not doing that. So,
I'll just get some bullet points and do it.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. How about you get some bullet points and you do it?
No, I wasn't on the email. I'm just part-time employee here.
Oh, my God. Don't you use that now.
Just saying.
God damn it.
You pulled that.
I can't believe you pulled
that. That's currency right there. Mm. This is what I have for you.
Well, listen, you know, he's doing it. If anyone from this show is doing it, then it's you, Vinny. So it's either you or Maddie, because it is not me. I love these people one-on-one, but I'm looking at all of them together. I'm turning into a puddle inside.
We can't wait for it.
Well,
it's going to be
epic. It's going to be a long wait. You start holding your breath now. Okay. Enjoy. So we talk a lot about TV shows when we're breathing on this show. TVLine.com has picked their 20 best for 2024, this year in He can literally hold his breath.
Wow.
Because he's a surfer.
I was going to say, I made it like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you just started laughing right away. You're easy, though. You know what? I appreciate that you laugh at. You laugh pretty easily. I hate when it's hard to make someone laugh. And I'm like, God, you're too much effort. So I'll give you a few. Some of these I've never even heard of.
There's TV shows that are great.
These are, according to TVLine.com, the best TV shows of 2024. And I did put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's no way we get to all of them. Have you met us? So I'll just give you a few of these. And I'm going to start at the top with number one. Maybe it's controversial, maybe it's not. I saw this show and I loved it, but is it the best show I saw all year? I don't know. I don't think so. Shogun. They got Shogun at the top.
Yes.
You think that was the best one of the year?
It was, yeah.
I did love that show. I loved it, but I loved the one back in the 80s.
Yeah, I love the book too.
I have read that book and I am like, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through it, and there's just so much politics and so much maneuvering that I have put it down a bunch of times. I don't think I've ever finished it. Mm. But it was lovely to watch it all, you know, condensed into kind of a semi-understandable story in Shogun. So Shogun, it's on FX. They did a new version. In case you don't know, we're not talking about the one from 40 years ago. We're talking about the one that happened this year, Shogun. They are calling it on TVLine.com, whatever that is. They're calling it the number one show of the year.
Okay.
Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire on AMC is their second pick.
It was great.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a big Anne Rice fan. I've started reading her books when I was young.
I love her, too.
And I think they did a really good job on Interview.
Now, I feel like that's a story that's been told already. Like, I mean, they'd made the movies.
But the movies weren't as in line with the books as the show has been.
Is it... When I see Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire, are we talking about that first book in a series form?
Yes.
So when the next season comes out, it'll be the story of the vampire Lestat? Is that
the second season was still Interview, but yeah, I think...
How many seasons are there?
I don't...
I've got a new show to watch.
There's two seasons, and they also did one season of The Mayfair Witches, which was another great Anne Rice book series. So they're both on AMC.
She started doing porn, right? Like writing erotica. Was that any of that in the Mayfair Witches?
Not as much. No, not as much. Her later stuff was definitely got more.
How did you like that? Do you like reading erotica?
No.
Why is it a girl thing?
I don't
know. Because it is a girl thing.
We like porn.
Yeah, you guys like to just watch pictures of people doing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're visually stimulated. That's why. Like, please, the talking's fine, but can you take your top off?
What if I just describe what I have on under my top real good?
Guys like visual.
Mm.
And I think
you should try, you know, reading it.
I grew up with that, though. So that might also just be a learned thing. Like the sneaking the Playboys out of my dad's closet and looking at those was like, that was gold.
I will say I used to like to read the Penthouse letters.
Mm.
So that
is where I decided I liked the written word better than I liked porn. I would get so hot as a kid.
Yeah, I read those when I was, I mean, because I didn't have a ton of magazines and stuff, so I would.
Well, you lived in the woods.
Really?
You should have just walked around in the woods.
Okay. I'd wear them out.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Third on this list, and these are, according to TVLine.com, the best shows of 2024, Baby Reindeer, which is a story about a stalker on Netflix.
Yeah, you did.
And it's a real life thing. I think it's a comedian who writes the story about, who is acting out the story of this woman who...
It is so uncomfortable, that show. Like, in a good way, but it's very well done.
Because I watched a little bit of I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I bet it's really triggering for some people. Man, like, if you've ever had a stalker...
He's watched all these.
I know. It's interesting.
That's cool.
Let's see. Number four is Industry on HBO.
No, didn't watch
it. Yeah, me either. I don't know about that one. You ever heard of that one?
Nope.
Here's the one that I would have picked. And it would be a pick for me for the last couple of years. I love this show. It's Hacks on Max, whatever Max is. I don't know why Industry is on HBO, but Hacks is on Max. HBO, decide who and what you are, please. Jesus. Hacks. That is Jean Smart.
I didn't like it.
What?
I watched the first few episodes and I just didn't.
Oh my God.
It didn't hook me.
I love that show so much. I just love it. It's great. I think there's 3 seasons of it. Or maybe there's only 2. But either way, I love it. Something called English Teacher on FX.
Yeah, that's when I started to watch as well and just didn't get into it. It was one of those overly written shows that I don't like the shows that are like, oh, nobody's that witty. Yeah,
right.
Too clever.
Actually, you know what? That's so that's number 6 on the list, this English Teacher. Number 8 is the other one that you say is too cleverly written. Nobody wants this,
mm-hmm.
which is Kristen Bell and a rabbi guy. Number 7 is Shrinking on Apple TV. I thought the first season was great. I cannot finish the second episode. I don't like the second season.
I love the first season. I mean, I told Vinny it was one of the best shows on, and it was that season, that first season. But this second season just lost me.
I'm like, I don't care about this Jimmying.
I don't know if I told this to you guys, but I was saying this to Christina. We were talking at our house, and I was saying, you know, I look at Shrinking, and I'm a big Harrison Ford fan, and
he's
just
the best part of it. Really.
But and I don't know that, and I also know, you know, he's elderly at this point, mm-hmm. like he's in his 80s, right?
Mm, he's got to be 81.
So
80,
I just
81.
I've had trouble pushing, and I said that to Christina. I'm like, I just have trouble hitting play on that one. I don't know why everyone says it's great, and she goes, I totally understand. My favorite movie is Anchorman, and I have never seen Anchorman 2 because I'm afraid that movie's gonna suck. So bad.
It does. She's right not to.
I think that's that feeling where you just go, I don't want to see someone I like suck.
He's the best thing on that show.
He's really good.
It's actually, it's my favorite role I've ever seen Harrison Ford in because he feels vulnerable. He's crotchety.
Mm.
He's
funny.
Funny, gentle, loving, but also really mean and hard. Like it's a really good role for him.
And so the second season just bombs.
I'm only 2 episodes in and I'm like, oh my God, there's a bunch of dumb stuff in it.
That's what I was afraid of is just that, like, ugh.
All right, here's a few more. Rest of the top 10 is, again, this is the top 20 shows of 2024 according to TVLine.com. And I put this whole list up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Abbott Elementary, which gets great reviews. I've tried to watch it. It's not for me, I don't think. That's at number 9. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video. I don't know that one. I thought to me that's a movie that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt made together. But X-Men 97 on Disney Plus. Somebody Somewhere, HBO. Colin from Accounts on Paramount Plus. That sounds like an English thing. I got to look at that. Colin from Accounts. The Traitors on Peacock is number 14. Hello, The Traitors. Next month, Danielle Reyes is going to be on that show. And she is a local. She was a demon star. Just so cutthroat and clever on Big Brother, her season 20 years ago. So good. I can't wait. I really want her to be a traitor. And then Agatha All Along on Disney, The Bear on Hulu, which, no, this season was terrible. Lioness on Paramount Plus, Girls 5 Eva, that's Sarah Barry Ellis.
Mm.
That's good.
I only say it wrong because anyways, on Netflix, Matlock on CBS. People like that. Mm. Kathy Bates.
All right.
Doing all right. And John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, also on Netflix. So I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a list. If you're looking for stuff to watch, those are supposedly the best shows of 2024. What you got coming up in the news?
Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, The Alice Ticket Stop. Alice will be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets for our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more information, head over to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
All right.
Check them out.
Hello, Jack's.
The sun is up.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a really nice day. Sunny and highs in the 60s. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Outside our window in downtown San Francisco. As we look out from Studio 9 into the skyline.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Sunny, shadows.
I love having a view like that. Just the city view right outside the window there. It's lovely.
Someone wrote in, Maddie, you'd looked up some information about what musicians or artists make when they get spins on Spotify or someplace like one of the streaming sites. And someone wrote in and said that dollar per 229 spins or whatever it was is to the record company. And then the record company takes their cut and by the so it's a different amount.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true.
That sounds right to me.
As we all talk about, all we ever hear is no one's getting paid somehow.
Yeah.
Like Spotify seems to exist, and yet these artists, and they can't take their music off. I don't get it.
Right.
It feels like everybody's getting burned. How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what someone was saying, is the dollar per spins, that's to the record company. The artist is still only getting a fraction of that.
Right.
So there's that. Okay. I was trying to think of why in the world you would want to do this.
Okay.
Everybody has a will or some idea of what they're going to, you know, I want my friends to party when I pass, or
I literally put that in my will.
Or I want to be scattered, my ashes scattered off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever.
Did you pick that?
I didn't. I haven't written out a will in that
way. Where do you want your ashes to go? Be serious about this, because I know you have a specific place you want them to be.
Well,
you mentioned it earlier.
My opinion may have. No, that wasn't my story. I was trying to come up with it was for this, though.
Mm.
Because if you think about, where would you want your ashes spread?
Like, what's like a favorite memory or a...
You might think, well, like, for example, you might go, oh, I want the ocean. That way, all you have to do is look at the water and there I am. Isn't that romantic? But it might be where you had your first kiss.
Oh.
Or where, and that was...
Right. Your first special feel.
Yeah, your first... Right. That's not the word I said, though.
I know.
And it's not funny when you say special feel.
He put his lady gloves on.
Anyway, Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Oh. Is that a place where you can put your ashes?
No.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it shut the ride down because someone did that.
Oh, Disney World, loved Disney so much.
That's what I'm saying is there's, you know, you can, if you ask your family to do something for you, they feel obligated to do so, right?
Yes.
Disney World had to temporarily shut down its Haunted Mansion ride over the weekend after a guest scattered their loved one's ashes on it. It's not clear how long it was shut down for, but everyone on the ride had to be evacuated. An employee posted about it on Reddit as it was happening. They said, as I write this, Haunted Mansion is down and being evacuated due to someone spreading human ashes on the ride.
I totally understand that. My wife and I talked about sneaking our ashes on Pirates of the Caribbean into the water there.
Why?
Because it's I don't know.
Is that the first place you did it?
No, but it's definitely a special place, and I've got a few places I want to put my ashes. I'm not like a one ash place. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, I would be. I think that'd be cool.
So you're like a tenth needs to go into
my church camp,
the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Your church camp.
My stream by my hunting cabin. Yeah.
What's church camp?
I went to Episcopal church camp for like 15 years as a youth and as a counselor and stuff. And all my friends are still my friends from church camp. So
church camp.
Church camp.
Where at church camp do you want? Just like
there's
anywhere?
A place called Prayer Hill, and many of folks I know have been scattered there illegal. I mean, we have to sneak in to do it. We have to sneak in at night to do it. I definitely done that with a friend. We snuck in to sneak her ashes there.
You know, everybody has their a little idea on this, right? And it is, it's sweet. I actually think that that's lovely. And somebody who loves Disney and wants to spread their ashes there, it's not a biohazard. It is ash. It's not,
treating it like that here.
Right. Which is, to me, I just don't know how to feel about that, because you shouldn't do that. We're on a ride. We're all here together. Now I'm breathing your mom in. Like, this is not what I'm looking for on this ride.
They say here that the person's ashes will end up in the trash. Your loved one's ashes are going to be vacuumed up. A bucket with mouse poop and thrown in the garbage. That's what's happening to your ash. But
some of them are always going to be in.
But if you put it in the water of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Now they can't get it.
It's in the water forever.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point, Patty.
They say that this was caught on video, so it's likely the person will be banned from all Disney parks.
Oh, that's not
so
good.
So here they are, you know, trying to celebrate their loved one's love of Disney, only to find out they are now banned from Disney.
We all know that person who's a little too into Disney. Is it you?
I'm kind of really into Disneyland.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No, you're not. You know what, though?
Wait,
you have
minute.
Other things to talk about.
Did you have a pass when you lived down
there? Yeah, I had annual passes when we lived down there.
How often would you say you went?
Three or four times a year.
Oh, that's not that much.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have kids, so that is kind of a lot. But...
Yeah, I know. It's a little weird when
all
you
right,
don't
I have
kids.
A question.
Okay.
I only found this out from, like, I grew up down south. So yeah. I grew up going to Disneyland. My parents took us all the time.
Oh, I don't even think he knows that your first job was
my
at
My first
Disneyland.
Job was at Disneyland.
Oh, lucky you.
I was like 12, and I was a shoe shine boy backstage for the employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the coolest job you've ever had.
Maybe
as cool as radio.
Maybe. Probably not. But anyway...
I love that, you know, you get somebody new on the show. All the stories are fresh and new. It's nice.
I was a shoe shine boy at Disneyland.
And
for
he'd
a
sit
summer.
In the lobby at 12 years old and use those yank on the, remember those machines, the SIG machines that you had to like put money in and then yank on the draw
yes.
pull, whatever it was.
This is a true story. On my breaks, I would go to the Disneyland
12.
Hotel and I would sit in the lot. Like they had these little, just off the main check-in area, they had these little, I don't know what you call them.
Alcovey
type things where you could just sit with, you know, friends or whatever and talk as you're getting ready to go catch the tram or meet people. And I would sit there at like 12 and be smoking Marlboro Red boxes with my little Walkman on my head and my cassette tape player. And no one ever said, what are you doing?
You're 12.
You can't smoke in here.
Smoke up, Johnny.
No one.
Yeah. Well,
so ever.
Not smoking in there was just not a thing. Like that, people smoked everywhere.
Wow.
I forgot what we were talking about, though. We just went off on a tangent.
Well, where you would put your ashes.
Oh, we were talking about how everybody knows somebody who's a little too into Disney.
Oh,
and this person spread their ashes.
I used to go all the time. I've gone back since as a grown-up with my kids, and I have met those people who wait in line to take pictures with the characters. And
grown
so there
men.
There you are. Like I'm there with my daughter who's 3, who just wants to take a picture with Ariel, and there's a grown-up in front of me.
Yeah, you can, she can wait.
By himself. You take pictures with the characters.
Certain characters. Like, I love the Wicked Witch. She's the
mother. The
sleeping,
evil stepmother.
The evil stepmother. She's one of my all-time favorites. She's
the
always
one from
character.
Snow White or the one from Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I don't even remember her.
Or Snow. I don't know which one she's from.
Snow White's the one who gives her the poison apple.
No. The other one.
I don't know the other one.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
Oh, Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Oh, that's right. She's the one who cursed the spinning wheel.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. She's got the horns.
Yeah. Played beautifully by Angelina.
I do like her.
All right. Well, that's weird.
And Donald Duck and Goofy.
It's okay. You're like, I actually have said this many times. As a drunk, if your addiction is Disney, you're far better off than you would be to be at the bottom of a bottle, right?
You're annoying, though. You know, you get going talking about that stuff, and people are just like, really? More Disney, huh? You have more thoughts on this.
Yeah. And the other thing is to walk around the park and spot all the places they hide little Mickey. There's like little Mickey ears where you
what?
Have to look in certain places and you can find them.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there's like all kinds of hidden
it's
stuff.
It's the secret menu, don't you know?
Yeah, I don't. Really, I'm not hip to the secret. Yeah. Okay.
According to a sleep medicine physician, the ideal sleeping position is one that promotes spinal alignment from your head to your hips. These are some helpful sleeping tips. Overall, sleeping on your back or side is better than your stomach because it's easier to keep your spine supported. 60% of people sleep on their side.
Yes.
That's me.
I do too. I wake up on my back though sometimes. Like I think I snore on my back, so I wake myself up with my loud ass snoring.
Well, John wouldn't know that anymore because you don't sleep with him.
That's right.
He cries himself to sleep every night.
I know,
missing
the poor
you.
Dear. I mean, can you imagine having me and then losing me to another room? Oh, that's got to be really tough for him.
Oh, Joel.
Really bummed out about it, I'm sure.
Anyway, it's easier to sleep on your side or back than your stomach. They say 60% of people sleep on their side. The best way to do it is with a pillow between your knees. It evens out your hips and keeps your spine straight. Yeah. I heard that years ago. And now I'm addicted to, not addicted, but I really want my pillow between my knees.
You have a peanut, right?
It's like a little Tempur-Pedic peanut. It's about this big. It's
a foot. It's
velvet covered or something like that.
And does it have a dip in it so your knees sort of fit right in there?
Exactly right.
It sounds like a peanut. It sounds like a peanut or two peanuts in a shell.
Yeah, you could go. I'm sure they still sell it.
Since I had kids, when I was pregnant, I got a body pillow just to support the gigantic baby inside me. And then since then, I can't sleep without that pillow. Like, I put it up. It goes up under my boob. It goes. It supports my whole side. Put it between my legs, squeeze my arms around it. I love my body pillow.
Up under your boob singular?
Up under one, like this.
In the middle?
No, not in the middle. It laid it out like that. It pushes up here.
Oh.
And I got a leg over it like this. And then I wrap everything up. It's so great. God, I love it. And then, because then I can sleep almost three quarter. I'm not fully on my side. I fold over onto it a little bit. It's really nice.
That's how you easily end up on your back, though, isn't it?
Maybe. Because
you're not even all the way.
No, I'm closer to being...
Tummy. Oh.
I'm leaning over onto it that way.
Oh.
And then I think when I turn over, I just probably halfway through I
stop. They say sleeping on your side also cuts down on snoring.
They say
here your left side is best because it puts less pressure on your internal organs.
Oh, really?
I do both. I
flip-flop all night.
Yep. Sleeping on your right side can also make your heartburn worse.
Oh, I do have some heartburn.
I know. If you have neck pain or a stuffy nose, try sleeping on your back. Propping yourself up with a pillow can help with congestion. Sleeping on your back is the worst position for snoring, though.
Yeah.
So your partner might not appreciate it.
Get your own room.
Not everybody can get their own room.
Well, wait till your kids move out and then get your own room. Oh, God, moving out is the best thing that ever happened.
It's not, though. You miss them so much.
I do, but I don't have to live with them anymore. It's so great. It's nice to see them elsewhere.
Is it?
It is. It's great.
Do they seem like New Yorkers when you went back?
No, they're just still Riley and Sean.
Aren't they like, we have our favorite restaurants
they
over
do.
Here,
yes.
And this is the train
and
I
Sean
ride
especially,
every day?
Sean especially. Like, Sean really has the train system down, and he's into it. If either of them does, it's him. Riley only just got there.
Right. But what is Sean doing, like, daily? Making music?
Yeah, he's producing some people, and he's making music.
He produces songs.
Other people's songs and guests on stuff. And so much of it can be done remotely, but there's a studio that he uses, and it's great. Oh. He's actually seems to be, knock wood, he's thriving. He's happy. That's all you can really ask for your kids.
Does he have any, do you have any songs where you're like, Sean produced this song?
I could find that for you if you wanted it.
Well, have you listened to anything?
I've listened to a few of them.
Oh my God.
He'll occasionally send me some stuff. It's not, his genre of music is really not for me.
Oh, who he's producing is that, what did he call that? Cringecore?
Cringecore, but it's EDM stuff. And he's just helps. And because he can also actually wail on guitar, like and keyboard, he actually will physically do stuff and record it as well and use that.
Oh.
I know, it's really, he's actually doing great.
Oh.
But is he a New Yorker? I don't know. Yeah, sure.
All right.
If you're not born and raised in New York, does any New Yorker ever think to themselves, you're like a real New Yorker now.
You get around someone, though, who knows their way through the city and knows where they want to eat and all the, this is the place you go to get that or whatever.
They take you on a tour when you get there.
That's kind of what I was going for there. We spend less than 10% of our time when sleeping on our tummy. And they also say it's really bad for your neck. You should sleep with no pillow.
If you're sleeping.
If
I've
you're
heard
sleeping
that.
On your tummy.
I can't sleep on my belly for a couple reasons. One, my boobs. Two, my boobs.
Your boobs are way bigger now than they once were.
Thank you for noticing.
Well, I didn't mean
they've
it
always
like
been kind of tender.
You...
And so it's hard. It doesn't feel good to lay on my chest.
Tender?
And yeah, they, you know, it's like your wife was saying, you know? Like I take something for it.
Rosecrans.
Primrose.
Ah!
Evening primrose.
Yes,
Rosecrans. That's what I take. I take evening primrose. And I feel that it does work. They are way better. But it's also, I can't lay with my head. I almost want, you know how you see people getting a massage and there's a hole cut out and you can stick your face in through there?
Yes.
I need two holes for my boobs and one for my face, and then I could lay on my stomach because I actually really love laying on my stomach.
It's just, there's an image.
Yeah. You've painted quite the picture.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoy my art.
You know, I don't know if it happens to everyone, but speaking of Christina, she got, after the kids, her boobs got ticklish.
Oh.
And they've never come back to not ticklish. So part of the thing is, as a
guy who likes boobs,
she'll be all, yeah. All right. Well, the squirming isn't hot, but okay.
You sure?
Well, it's not.
That's kind of hot.
Because she's like,
oh.
Yeah, the laughing during sex.
You don't like laughing during sex? Oh, my God, there's nothing funnier than that.
I don't know if you'll know this, but when we used to do yoga, there was a yoga teacher that I hooked up with.
Oh, I don't know this.
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, my God, how little, exciting.
I don't remember.
Susan?
This is years ago.
I don't think it was Susan.
She was a little skinny blonde. She was in our class. And when she would finish, she would break out laughing. And the first time that happened, I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, is that a good laugh? Or
I kind of laugh, too, when that happens. That's kind of fun.
Well, I mean, but guys, you know, we're just so happy.
She said
that's exactly it.
Wow. I'm here.
I think it's a fairly common thing.
A joyful.
To laugh because,
like,
right, sometimes, you know, sometimes you laugh, you cry. Like, if it's amazing, you start laughing.
Yeah.
I guess. Release.
But yoga sex wasn't what I thought it would be.
I'm so sorry. So what you thought she would do, like, all kinds of hovercraft stuff and be all twisty and bendy.
How long did you stay, though?
With her?
Yeah.
Not long.
I mean,
how many sessions?
You need one or two.
I mean, this is when I was
Maybe she wasn't showing
prime.
You her best stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, I wonder who that is. Is that...
This was years and years and years and, I mean, you know, probably
probably
20 years ago.
Easily.
But it's not hot-ass Danielle. She's a teacher.
No, I wish, though.
Is it furry?
No, it's nobody. It's nobody you know. I don't even
I'm not pulling it. Yeah, was this over at the...
This was over at Hot Yoga, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But...
What's that lady's name? I used to love that lady.
Mary.
Yeah, I loved Mary.
Still do.
You know her still?
Yeah. I mean, she, you know, Facebook.
Oh, all right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697-707 says, I got sick a few weeks ago. My husband slept elsewhere. I'm better now, but I don't want him back in my bed.
It's really hard for some people to wrap their heads around not sleeping in the bed with your partner. But beds are for sleeping. You can still go in there and bone. But please depart soon after.
Yikes.
I want to be alone. I just want to be able to do anything I want. And be a starfish on my side of the bed. Like, I just get out. You with your screen going and tossing and turning and snoring. And now I'm going to like hope to hit you and you stop. And I got to hope I fall asleep before you start snoring again. Give me my own damn room. And I want the temperature and I want to throw the covers off and have the fan cranked. And just leave me alone already.
Jeez.
Get out.
Poor John.
Not poor John. John loves it too.
He misses you.
He doesn't miss me.
He does.
I promise you he doesn't. He's into it. He gets the big room too. He's in the master. I'm in a little dinky room. That's perfectly dark. Okay, here's what's coming up.
Okay.
Let's get all Christmassy and stuff.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.